I start to realize that eternal way has turned its back on me. It's 2 a.m.
Pacific Standard Time. We are live, and I am broadcasting out of California through the Republic Broadcasting Network in time again. It's 9 o'clock. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein, graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point in New York. Whereupon I receive a naval commission serving on special duty in the United States Merchant Marine. It's exactly what it says on my naval commission. Ensign on special duty, U.S. Merchant Marine. And these programs, like the program that, you know, school I went to, Kings Point, it's a fellow academy to West Point Annapolis. Programs like this have been under attack for the last several decades, if not longer. I know they've tried to close my school several times now. The education that I received, not only a degree in marine engineering and a professional engineering license, sit on hold somehow before the National Transportation Safety Board and have for the last 10 years now, whereas I had filed grievances, formal civil complaints eventually, involving the shipping companies and the quote-unquote labor union or association that was involved. And there's a lot, you know, going on, and everything that I've seen, not only in the Merchant Marine, but also as a naval officer working at Pearl Harbor and a bunch of other places, in San Diego at the sub base down on Coronado, Point Loma area. But we've been under attack for quite some time from foreign, and I would have to say, royal interests that are predominantly coming from the United Kingdom, EU, European Union, and Germany. And we'll be back after this short break. 800-313-9443 is the calling number.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
83103. No, keep playing it. Let's hear it, baby. Use. Such a good band. All right, people. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein, graduate of Kings Point, like I was explaining before. My brother and father went to West Point. My uncle went to Annapolis. A history of federal and military service as officers in the U.S. military, in Army, Navy, Merchant Marine, and more. And I've been, of course, trapped and complaining, blowing the whistle, not only on the corruptions within my quote-unquote labor union. It's not really a labor union. It's an association. It's a federal contractor itself. It's a military federal contractor who works with the shipping companies and others, federal agencies like Military Sealift Command, Naval Fleet Auxiliary Force, MARAD, the Maritime Administration, and others, to rip off the U.S. taxpayer, to steal billions of dollars, put it in their own pocket, and anybody who speaks up, complains, tries to point out what they're doing. I mean, even at MSC, they were just pigeonholing money to the point where in Eastpac, which was under Westpac, which is under Sink Pack Fleet, which is in Hawaii. It's just a whole bunch of stepping stones back and forth. They were missing, I think, in 1 year, it might have even been one quarter, but I think it was for the fiscal year, it was between $40 to $60 million that they couldn't account for. And this is from one command, and this is when I was working there, because rather than paying people what they should get as a GS, you know, they had like people working in personnel who were supposed to be GS 10s or 11, I think, like using GS 6s, and the requirements, the pay's not the same, of course, you know, the GS level goes to the pay level, but the and they get paid less because they don't have the education. They don't have the same specifications for the employment of that individual and the capabilities that they have. Most support engineers jobs that I had done were GS 12, GS 13. Most of the supervisors were GS 14, GS 15, depending on the commands. That was one issue when I was working for Military Sealift Command as a port engineer, as a bastard stepchild to the Navy. Another thing the Navy likes to do and the military in general is outsource, subcontract, bring in people who are qualified or who were qualified, drum them out into civil service in private service to where it's all contracted, subcontracted. Then what they do is if they don't like you and it's political and you're actually doing your job, speaking up, you know, if you're told don't do anything but wrench turning on the ship, no nice to haves, no new carpet, no new floors, you know, and that gets into a whole political issue with the shipboard personnel. And that's why a complete restructuring of how the Navy does, and I'm not talking about what they're doing or, and have been doing since Reagan and shutting down all our public yards, you know, like Long Beach Naval Shipyard, the Pearl Harbor. And the public yard there that's been, you know, attacked, outsourced, not even outsourced to the private sector, but even outsourced outside of the country. The Navy's doing so much repair work overseas and outside of the country. And it's not just about saving a buck. And, yeah, there are some State Department and political considerations that go in there about, and I hate to say it this way, but spreading the wealth into, you know, working with the Japanese and, you know, having a Japanese yard repair some of the ships where we're based over there and have military and naval bases there and bases for UNREP and other vessels and other ships for support, you know, like underway replenishment and more, you know, tank fleet or tankers. And, you know, there's a little give and take, but the majority, and that should be all emergent or urgent work, most of the work should be being done here in the United States, and it's not. And a lot of the yards and a lot of the public service employees where there is no profit margin, where the taxpayer gets more bang for their buck off of public servants, all that has been under attack, privatized to where now it pays to be at war. And we've got people who, you know, in my own industry, in the merchant marine, it's one of the old adages is that it's an industry that prays for war because it's one of the only times that our merchant marine, because of the policies that we have here in the United States and have had for quite some time, the only time that our quote-unquote merchant marine, and that includes fishing vessels and more, you know, the tuna fleet's under attack since the 70s. Many of the tuna canneries were basically shut down, moved overseas. A lot of the tuna seiners were and I hate to say this because I know a lot of the people that, you know, were involved in and did this and watched it from, afar. But many of the tuna seiner fleets, the vessels were sunk intentionally in the 70s and 80s for insurance money, and people left the industry and opened up restaurants. And I hate to say, many of these people were Italian, nothing against Italians. These people were, I'm sure, because of what I've been involved in my own situation and the strong influence and confluence of forces in and around insurance that relates back to mob families in Italy, Sicily, and in, you know, basically under Berlusconi and others, Italy is no longer a republic. It's back to being a kingdom again and has waffled back and forth for God knows how many centuries, if not eons in time or thousands of years. You know, it wasn't really Italy, but Greece, Athens, you know, Plato and Socrates, the book, The Republic, that has the allegory of the cave in it, I think chapter 26 or something like that, was written 2,500 years ago. And the very same people and families that benefit from taking a republic, crashing it intentionally from within, taking down all the system. One of our most important systems of self-defense, civil defense, if not even national security, is supposed to be our court system. And you know, if we really have something going on with, like, the detainees in Guantanamo, it should be made a matter of record. And everything and anything that these guys know, if they truly are quote-unquote terrorists, should be recorded. It can be done in camera. Our courts are very capable of dealing with national security and, you know, issues that need to be kept under wraps, so to speak. Part of the problem, though, is that the umbrella of national security is being used as an umbrella to basically shield issues that should be getting, you know, vetted and see the light of day. A great deal of these terrorists, quote unquote, from Guantanamo, from Afghanistan and Iraq, were simple farmers who were turned in by their neighbors for the $5,000 booty that was being offered, or bounty, and so that their neighbors could take over their family, their property, their children, get some new wives and family members for themselves, and settle some old grudges, and have their, you know, nemesis or their arch enemy taken off by the United States and settle an old score. So a lot of these people are, you know, were simple farmers who, you know, have no business. We're paying for this. You know, it's just like we're the largest prison population in the world, percentage-wise and number-wise, per capita and just gross numbers. We outdo China. China has, 5 times, roughly, somewhere less, somewhere more, depending on who you speak, you know, to. 5 times the population, and we have more in prison, just by simple numbers, than they do. We have more in prison than they do by a percentage of the population. There's something wrong there, and that's, we're a republic, and they're communist China. You know, the whole privatization of the prison industrial complex is another issue that is right there with, just like with Wackenhut, Eric Prince, with the firm formerly known as Blackwater. It's what, Z now or whatever. To where guys like Wackenhut, going back into the 70s, if not even into the 60s, started a firm much like what Eric Prince started with Blackwater, a private mercenary firm. Like Blackwater, Eric Prince is, or Z, is now providing security services to a foreign kingdom. And I, you know, and that, what I wanted to get into tonight was Germany. And not Germans, per se, because God knows we have plenty of Germans here, thank God. We've got more Germans here in the United States than there are in Germany. I think it's 17 to between 22% of the population. I know, it's surprising. But same thing even in Mexico and many other countries. We'll be right back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, hosted by Eric Schein.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Yeah, go to www.crossingtherubicon.org. That's one of my websites, or www.martiallaw911.com, MARTIALLAW91.com. And you can see the transcripts from where the Coast Guard, a special branch of military now in Homeland Security that comes under military law, martial law somehow, that has voluntarily taken on Title 10 of the UCMJ that it cannot do, unless it is in DOD, under the Pentagon, under the Navy, but has somehow taken Title 10, the UCMJ, out of the Department of Defense into the Department of Homeland Security, even though the Coast Guard's not supposed to be under it, can't be under it, unless it's under the Navy and DOD. That's the only time it can be under Title 10, the UCMJ, military law, martial law. But it's saying that it can now enforce the Oil Pollution Act, the Environmental Protection Act. You saw what it did in with BP and the incident in the Gulf and the Event Horizon. You know, it's a branch of military as the first responder for the insurance companies.
AIG and others. It's now a civil service that's been turned into a branch of military to benefit the National Defense Industrial Association. Can you say MICKEYY? NDIA. And I'm saying that joking because even Disney is smuggling weapons-grade technology out through the theme parks outside the United States in many of its rides, like the they're using simulators as if they're, you know, toys that can easily be re-engineered or reverse-engineered and used, and they're being used overseas. But there's also the personnel who work for Disney, many of which who are all predominantly ex-military. Let me go to, I want to get into Germany and the German royals, like the Habsburgs, or the United Kingdom's German royals, as in the Windsors, Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, and others, and what they're up to. And I believe, and I say, and openly declare, as a follower of Thomas Paine, who the royals put a price on, you know, hit that man's head, as they've done in my own situation, and, you know, have done everything to quote-unquote take me out, to where I believe they're trying to reinvigorate, recreate, and use us to do it, the United Kingdom worldwide. Now, I want to go to Barbara in California. Hold on for a sec, Barbara. But let me get this out. You know, after World War II, the Germans were very astute and in the mindset of, you know, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. They brought Russia in on the east. They brought the United States in the west, you know, in on the west, Europe and more, and basically infiltrated both sides. Germany was not done after the war. It's in pretty bad shape. But you had a lot of people, too, that had a bone to pick, not only with Russia, but the United States, who were devout Germans who believe that, you know, Germany is the rightful heir and master class or nation or peoples of the future. And there's people that still believe that. I think this was more Swedish, which is close to being, you know, you can't really differentiate peoples from that area too much. And I'm really not even talking about the people from that area, because they're all, a lot of them are all Americans now. Swedes, Germans, Dutch, you bring it out closer, you know, England, Spain, Portugal and more, Ireland, Italy, etc. But I'm talking about the differentiation between royals and royalty and elites and those who would serve them and take their benefits by not what they know, but who they know and who they're related to or who they serve, rather than, as in our republic, it's supposed to be based on, you know, what you know and due process and a merit system, to where, you know, if you run afoul for some reason because you've tried to blow the whistle or, like in my situation, stop an explosion before it happens, refuse to carry out an order, and then, sure enough, there's an explosion, the guy that they ordered to carry on your duties when you refused was burned in a resultant explosion and flashback that wouldn't have happened had they stopped and listened. And on the same vessel, they went to dump hazardous materials. The same shipping company, the same union, along with another old friend of its named Matson, American President Lines is the shipping company. The union is Marine Engineers Beneficial Association. Matson worked with them, along with the Coast Guard, Homeland Security, the federal courts and more, to make sure that I couldn't get heard, and then eventually pull me into a military tribunal as an alleged civilian, a Coast Guard military tribunal. The Coast Guard's not even a branch of military. It's like, what's going on here? But after World War II, Germany had Russia and the United States, the two largest republics in the world, on either side of it. And look at where we find ourselves now. And I would go into the Hadron Collider and a bunch of other issues, and we'll talk about that. Back to some calls. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Theravim. Theravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Theravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit Theravim.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
All right, we're coming back. We got Barbara in California. I love it. We've got a woman caller. She's calling from California, my home state. And Barbara, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a great show.
Thanks.
So, yeah, so as we were saying, I was curious
Just let the listeners know, we were talking in the commercial. And I thank you for what you said about the show. And I'd ask you and others to help, you know, push the show, anything that you can help to get it carried other places.
Okay.
We need sponsors. I'm in deep. I don't think people realize, because they hear my voice out here, how much trouble I'm in. I mean, they wouldn't send a branch of military after me, a branch of military that I'm not in, and use JAG counsel, use some of the people like you've probably heard of Kenneth Feinberg.
Have
you heard of him, Barbara?
So. Yeah.
Feinberg was Obama's Pazar. He was the guy giving out billion-dollar or multi-million-dollar, if not billion-dollar, benefits packages to people who were basically helping take down the system, bankers and others. He was also an attorney involved in the 9/11 trust funds for the 9/11 families affected by 9/11. He was also a lawyer for, I think, the World Trade Center, much like he was also a lawyer for BP in the Gulf incident. I think he still is. And he's going around telling people that, oh, I have no connection with BP. Trust me, I'm an independent, arbiter or whatever. And he's not. He actually represents BP.
Yeah.
But he also was involved with Monsanto and Agent Orange in Vietnam and asbestos. This guy is a dirtbag.
Yeah.
And he's involved in my own situation.
Oh, great.
Right. So I've got some pretty heavy hitters.
Yeah.
Who have come after me. Gibson, Dunn & Crutcher. It's the law firm that helped Ted Olson. It's his law firm. Ted Olson's wife, Barbara Olson, died supposedly, allegedly, on one of the 9/11 planes.
Planes, right.
Right.
Yeah. He supposedly made all those phone calls, and then it came out in the Massawi trial that it wasn't possible for her to have made those, and they never mentioned them. But,
oops.
Yeah. But what I was going to ask you if you would have, talk about a little bit would be the Dutch royalty and how they fit in, if they fit in with the German royalty.
Well, Queen Beatrix, right, is the Netherlands, though, right?
Right.
She owns Royal Dutch Shell.
That's true.
What is it? It's a shell company for oil and other resources and petroleum products and plastics and more, owned by the Royal Dutch family.
Mm-hmm.
And they own the majority stake of our North Slope oil in Alaska, along with BP. What is BP? Well, it's just like Blackwater, that's now known as Z, where Blackwater, much like Halliburton moved out of the country to Dubai. What is Dubai?
The kingdom.
Exactly. Oh, you got people I wish could really understand. All I have to do is look back through history. Everything going on today, the struggle between people, we the people, and these, as Roosevelt called them, these economic royalists, is those who believe that they want to live in a kingdom or should live in a kingdom, those who watch Disney and believe in My Little Princess or whatever, like Snow White and all the other, tales of royalty, most of which have been stolen from Grimm and others, from the Netherlands and Germany and a bunch of countries from that region. Disney was a supporter of the brown shirts.
Hmm.
And you got to really look at what Disney really is. I mean, it's not just a small little theme park anymore. And there is a big difference between what Disney is and what Magic Mountain or Six Flags is. There's a huge difference.
I heard that they're going to have TSA screeners to go into some of the rides now in Disneyland.
Well, that is a transportation mode, I mean, right?
Yeah, I guess.
come on. It's like, but people don't realize they're doing just like they did in the Weimar Republic. They want to, they hate republics. They don't like of, by, and for the people. They don't think we're capable. And they're doing everything to prove it. It's not that the republic is falling apart on its own. It is being taken apart.
Well, they're causing the people to be so passive
incompetent.
And stupid, because they don't teach you how to think at all. They just teach you to memorize things,
Well, not even that. Yes, that's part of it.
Yeah.
But they're also using the Peter principle and not just allowing but forcing the people with the highest level of incompetency to reach their peak.
Yep.
At the same time. It's like, look at Brownie, right?
Right.
you're doing a good job, Brownie.
Yeah, heck of a job, Brownie.
Right. What was he? He was a horse trader or whatever.
Yep.
And who's the other guy? Porter Goss, who's another one involved in my own situation. A woman named Nicole Nason, who counts Porter Goss as her mentor, received a letter from Senator Feinstein, another individual involved in my own situation.
Oh, Feinstein. Oh, my gosh.
She's a Nazi. I don't know what – I'm sorry. I hate to say that about a U.S. senator. But, A, she's served in office far too long.
Right.
And the more I talk about her, maybe just like Jane Harmon, the richest person in Congress, either House, Jane Harmon, who finally left her seat, left it just open and just abandoned it. She was sitting there. Yeah, and Marcy Winograd was running for office against or trying to take over her old seat. And I know Marcy – from dealing with her and a bunch of her friends up in L.A. with L.A. Progressives or L.A. Progressive Democrats or something like that, or Progressive Democrats of Los Angeles or something, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But Marcy Winograd's father was the president of the World Federalist Society.
Hmm.
Think of Ted Olson. Think of Alito. Think of, Scalia's father was the president of the American Fascist Society.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I heard that before, and I didn't. Where? How did you know that, or did you just hear it?
Because I researched these scumbags. I'm sorry. No, but and what is Bank of? Go to Wikipedia, and you can read. And
really?
Wikipedia is good and bad. You know, there's a lot of good information there. Some you can't. You got to,
yeah,
you know, use it. Tidbits here, tidbits there, then
right,
go do further research. Bank of America used to be called Bank of Italy.
Right.
Why
right.
do you think it is? It's being used to take down the Republic. It's not. It was actually used by mob families, royal families from Italy, to help migrate Italians here to the United States, not to make them Americans, but to help infiltrate our country, water down our republic, so that those people coming in didn't know English, just like they're doing now in with Mexico, to where they're trying to flood the country with as many. This is what the Germans did with the Italian Republic, you know, 1,000 or more years ago with the Vandals and the Visigoths.
Hmm.
They used them to overrun the republic to where the Romans had to give up 2/3 of their crops to the Vandals and Visigoths to maintain some level of peace and security for the Republic. So think about that. You're giving up 2/3 of your wealth, your property, your crops to people who have been allowed by your fellow countrymen at the top, the elite, the aristocrats, the royals, to invade your country, to basically suppress you, keep you down as if they were an army.
Yeah, although I think that my opinion is that the Mexicans and the Central Americans, they totally come here to work.
You know, oh, yeah, but
the
it's
most
still
family-oriented
but like,
and hardworking people that you're going to ever want to meet, you know?
Oh, no, and I'm not nothing against them at all. I have many of my friends are Mexican and
yeah,
hardworking, and I you know, yeah, right there by them, busting my knuckles.
And they just get used by, you know, the big agribusiness. Well, and
but that's the
people.
Point, is that even a shield can be used as a weapon.
Sure.
Even our courts, which is supposed to be a system of civil defense, can be used as a weapon. Even something benign like water that's supposed to, you know, we drink it. We need it for sustenance to stay alive and refresh. You with fluoride. With nanotechnology, with all sorts of other products, like even now here in Orange County in California, they're putting brown water into the potable water system. They're taking effluent and they're filtering it. And it's, I'm sorry, at some point it's not the same thing.
It
it's not like putting
good,
it back out.
Good.
Sorry?
It does not sound very appetizing.
Well, no, and if something breaks down in the system, what happens? All of a sudden you run effluent through your whole potable water system, and it's great for the plumbers who have to go in and repipe everything, because now not just buildings or not just the plumbing, but probably to an extent entire buildings would be condemned.
Mm.
So, you know, that's not real smart. And at some point there's better ways to do it. And with what's going on in the world, with the problems with the, you know, the level of the ocean and more, we should be desalinating water as much as possible, you know, and using that rather than taking our wastewater that's coming out at the wrong end and put it back in your mouth and drinking
yeah.
it. Just,
I wonder why is this so difficult to desalinate water?
Well, it's energy. Energy required and materials. It's also the salt, the brine, and it's. You know, fairly corrosive. It's really not that hard. You know, the one we had a desalination plant here in California down in San Diego back in the 60s. You know what happened to it?
What?
We gave it away to Cuba. it's like what?
We gave
why?
It to Cuba.
Well, what do you think an aircraft carrier?
We boycott.
What do you think an aircraft carrier uses? The Navy, all ships use. They
know.
Use desalination plants or reverse osmosis.
You mean for the ship water, the water on
yeah,
the ship?
Yeah, for ship service,
oh,
for drinking
wow,
water.
I never thought about
showers.
That. Showers. Interesting.
Well, and that's what, like, we should be having a system, like what happened in Katrina, what happened up in Alaska when the tsunami hit up in Alaska in Valdez in, I think it was the 60s,
mm-hmm.
Where we have ships that can go to Texas, that can go to California, that can go to the coastal areas, like what happened with Fukushima, in Japan, and provide electricity with generators on board,
uh-huh.
with ships generators, water, places to live. Why are we leasing, buying, paying big dollars to foreign shipping companies to lease their Carnival Cruise Line vessels?
Like what happened in Katrina. It's just a big boondoggle for somebody to make some money, you know.
Exactly.
Everything's
and
like
that's
that.
And that's what our government has become, is nothing but like what Smedley Butler said in you know, after it was World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was involved in World War One too. He was also involved.
Yeah, he was in World War One, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was all, but he was also, I think he was still around. The I'm trying to think when his book came out. I think his book came out in the 30s. So it was before World War II and after. Yeah. But like he said, war is a racket. And it's not just war is a racket. Now it's like government has become a racket.
Yeah, he said he was a gangster for capitalism or for capital or something like that. Anyway.
I beg you to go look out. There's an article that I just worked on with Gary Corsieri.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, if you type it, I put one out earlier, but Gary really helped me hone it down and get it short and to the point, and I really appreciate his help.
Okay.
He's got a byline on it with me, but because he did contribute a lot to it, too, as well. Mm-hmm. But it's the Geneva Conventions Redefined, the New Department of War.
And it's about... Geneva Conventions Redefined?
Right, the New Department of War.
Okay.
And it's about converting our Department of Defense into a Department of War once again, as it was once known before the end of World War II. It was converted from a Department of War to a Department of Defense to be in keeping with the Geneva Conventions. And now, rather than just, you know, turning it back into a Department of War, groups like the National Defense Industrial Association, go check them out, look at their website and see who's a member. They have over 1,870 corporate members, 87,000 individual members of the National Defense Industrial Association. It's been around since the 1919. But they have converted created the Department of Homeland Defense or Homeland Security as a new defense department, so that our offense department can do its thing abroad. It's the defense department can be used at sea or back here at home. I mean, to you know, keep us at bay, oppress us, keep our mouths shut, just like I lay out in the article and along with Gary, that you know, our military defense department, Pentagon, learned in the midst of Vietnam that the American people have to be suppressed if they want to carry on these wars.
Yeah, and I heard that the Pentagon now is pretty much just in the business of weapons dealing.
Well, General Electric is, I think it's the fifth largest weapons manufacturer in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That was started by J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan, who came to the United States, helped incite the Civil War, helped fund both sides of the Civil War, profited from both sides of the Civil War, was backed by his father, who was an English banker, backed by the Crown. So then you start to look at the Civil War in a new light. But J.P. Morgan also helped fund and start General Electric.
Hmm.
They also took down American financial houses prior to, during, and after the Civil War, converted them back to Crown possessions, much like they just did with Bear Stearns. It's the
Crown
same people, same family.
Mean? Crown possessions, what does that refer to?
They're owned and predominantly controlled by the crown families of Europe, England and Germany and
now,
Spain.
Are they like associated, the crown families of Europe?
Well, they're all different. Well, you even brought up about the latest several Dutch families, Dutch royal families, mm-hmm. being married into the Germans.
Yeah, right. For the last three, they're all married, have German husbands.
Yeah, and if you start tracing, like, the Windsors, their real name is Saxe-Coburg-Gotha.
Right, right.
They're German royalty.
And Diana, I read an autobiography of her, and she didn't get along too well with him, I guess, you know. But
no, because they're Nazis.
Yeah, well, they're not just German royalty.
Just,
yeah, go ahead.
They're sadistic. They don't believe that the majority of us deserve to live.
Well, I've heard that thing that Prince Philip supposedly said he would come back as as a bacteria or something like that, so he could thin out the human race. But
I think that was one of the Rockefellers, but it might have been.
No, I think it might have been Prince Philip, but I could be wrong about that.
Well, they refer to us as the useless eaters.
Yeah, but she, Diana used to call them the Germans. And I wondered about the thing about how they, obviously, I don't think, you know, I mean, you can't look into somebody else's mind or anything, but it doesn't really seem like Prince Charles, she really wasn't his type. I mean, he was already in love with somebody else, right?
Right.
And so it seemed like that was just kind of something that had to be,
it was
Diana
the bloodline.
Had to be brought into it, yeah, because
it was
she was
bloodline.
Stuart, right?
And that's why I think that they'll probably even, if the queen abdicates, which mm-hmm. could happen any time, I think that it may not go to Charles, which it's supposed to. It may go to William.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, well, hold on. We'll be right back after this break.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, people, we are back, and we're in the last leg here. But I'd ask people to go to my website. It's www.crossingtherubicon.org, and it's not the best website in the world. It's not the most explanatory or explains things the best or as they should. I haven't had control of my websites. I've been trying to get a web developer that I can trust that can help me out. Haven't had much luck with that over the last, I don't know, 8 years or so. It's been one thing after another. And also, www.martiallaw911.com, M-E-R-T-I-A-L, LAW91.com. I'm speaking with Barbara in California. Barbara, you still there?
Mm-hmm. Hi.
I mean, the things that I'm complaining about, there's very few other people out there saying anything. But forget about the Merchant Marine, the Coast Guard being turned into a branch of military. Do you understand how you can't have a branch of military in Homeland Security? Or
I'm
why?
I'm sorry, say that again. How you can't have a branch of military
in Homeland Security?
Well, I never understood, you know, what Homeland Security is about. It sounds...
Well, the TSA was started by Admiral Loy and Collins and
And that was
Allen.
Supposed to be a civilian organization?
Well,
or
well, no, but it was... Well, but it is. The Coast Guard's a civil service agency.
Right.
It's like the FBI. It's a federal... But not like the FBI, and this, it's maritime, but it's a federal maritime police agency.
I see. Okay.
Well, how can you get from the Treasury Department, where the Revenue Cutter Service started, which was for collecting tariffs, and the Icebreaking Service, which was started as a volunteer service and then became a civil service, a federal civil service, how can you get that those agencies and the Life-Saving Agency and the Rum Runner Service, which was IRS on the water, Treasury Department involving bootlegging and more, how can you get agencies that came together in the midst of World War One under Wilson, Woodrow Wilson, how can you turn those civil service agencies that were in the Treasury Department, Commerce Department, the Coast Guard was in the Department of Transportation before 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
How can you get all those things to equate into a newfound branch of military operating under martial law, military law, in Homeland Security? So why, that's like saying we have two navies now. We have a literal navy for brown water or water close to shore, lakes, rivers, oceans, ports, and more. But then we have a deep water navy. That's not how our system's set up. We have one navy.
Yeah.
Well, but when you look in...
Everything's becoming militarized, I guess, is the deal.
Right. And that's the problem. That's what I'm complaining about. And as a military officer, I'm complaining about that because at some point I know and understand that civilians, this is what Bismarck did in Prussia, then Germany. This is what the three Napoleons did in France and Europe. They had and created law for civilians under military dictatorships, where the military was dictating the law.
Well, that's what you get when you get when you follow this idea of the unitary executive, I guess.
Yeah, where, exactly.
Where the president has the powers of a king, more or less.
Like, no, more than a king. This goes back way beyond the Magna Carta, because now, you know, even in England and in kingdoms and in the United Kingdom, they fought for the right of their themselves as subjects, so that they were, you know, our systems of due process. We looked back to England, back to Europe, to create what we did. We took it a step further. We put the law in the hands of the people. We didn't have royal families. But what they've done now is they've taken it back beyond the Magna Carta to where we're property. We're not even considered living human beings anymore.
Right.
Peace, Barbara. Get the word out for me. I could really use some help and relief.
Will do. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's it, people. Have a good weekend.